For the first time in the history of Prince Edward County, a motion of non-confidence in the leadership of a mayor was brought forward at last week's council meeting. Wellington's councillor, Corey Engelsdorfer, presented the motion of non-confidence in Mayor Steve Ferguson's leadership, citing lack of communication to residents and council, municipal debt, and the strong mayor powers. Council was split down the middle with a tied 7-7 vote that failed. Coming to the forefront was the hardships that Wellington and area residents and businesses are enduring. As a result of the ongoing water infrastructure project, Main Street, that is Highway 33, has been completely closed to traffic since January. Residents, visitors, and businesses are required to take a 15 to 20 kilometer detour along poorly maintained country roads where considerable vehicle damage has occurred, accidents injuring drivers have happened, and business revenue in the village is down. The strong mayor issue in the motion created considerable discussion, resulting in the clause being eliminated in favor of a special meeting to take place. Councillor Corey Engelsdorfer spoke to reporters following the meeting.
Councillor Engelsdorfer, so you of course brought forward the motion of no confidence today that didn't pass. How are you feeling after all this discussed tonight?
I feel generally good. It was a discussion that has been a long time waiting, and it was good to see, you know, council members providing a lot of input and really thinking about the issues that we're facing right now. So I think it was a good outcome.
Do you have any next steps in mind? Are you planning to continue down this track of no confidence?
I think that's in the past now. I think, you know, it was clear that we're kind of a split council again on that front. But I think I'm still going to follow through on the strong mayor discussion at a future meeting. I think it's a discussion that we should be having as a council, just to voice our concerns with what that might mean in Prince Edward County. And I think I'm hoping the mayor will take part in that conversation as well and give us his input, and maybe he has some different insight on it. But I think the message tonight was that we're hoping that we can work together as a team instead of the mayor having a little more power than he has right now.
Did tonight go how you expected it to, or did you have kind of like a...
I came in with no expectation. I knew that I would put the motion on the floor and make my statement, and what happened after that was kind of out of my control. So I think there was a lot of good points made on both sides. I can see both sides of the coin here. I can see how there's improvements that need to be made. I can also see how it has become very divisive in the community too. So I take those points, and I don't take them lightly. So I appreciate everybody's input.
So just to clarify for some of us who maybe don't know all the details on the strong mayor powers, what specifically do they allow a mayor to do when they're in place?
I think some of the bigger ones are they can hire and fire a CAO without council authority. A lot of it's to do with housing, so I believe that it gives the mayor more power to veto council decisions on housing starts and things like that. So I think those are, you know, we're in a position right now in the county where we're seeing some growth. We're not seeing the growth that we thought we would. So those are all important decisions that I think council should be making as a whole and not just one person.
How do you feel the outcome of tonight's discussion is going to be received by the Wellington residents that you mentioned have been feeling some very adverse effects recently?
I think I heard Mayor Ferguson say that he's going to try and do a little better on his end too. And I heard it from other council members too, that there needs to be more of a collaborative team effort there. So I'm going to hold him to that, because I think it is more than just one councillor problem. It's a big project with, a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of balls that have been dropped. And I think working together, we need to find a path forward that works for everybody and you know, residents, businesses, and council. So I think it was a good outcome. If I'm hearing the mayor correctly, then he's committing to doing better too.
Mayor Ferguson had this to say.
Speaking of big discussions, huge discussion tonight, of course, with the no confidence motion. How do you feel about how that progressed?
I understand Councillor Engelsdorfer's his frustration with the way this is going. People are hounding him, and I'm sure it's very difficult to be in his position. They I don't think the way this was presented was appropriate, and we heard that through some of the comments made from members of the public. I don't think it was a good reflection of the incredible work and the amount of effort that council puts into dealing with very difficult topics. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it unfolded the way it did, but so be it. That's the way it is. Am I glad it's over? Yes. It's been very difficult personally. It afforded me the time to reflect and try and figure out, okay, how do we address some of these big problems that people seem to be concerned about around council and in the public. So we'll just move forward at this point and take what we've learned, and hopefully we'll be able to communicate better, and maybe this airing of laundry wasn't so bad, but I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes.
How are you hoping council can move forward after a tie vote that you saw tonight? How you operate in general? Yeah,
communication. Yeah, I mean, I hope everybody takes some lessons from this discussion, and we apply those in the way in which we interact with each other and with the public. You know, I'm as interested as anybody in working collaboratively to work in the best interests of our residents and our businesses. And, you know, hopefully we will find the ability to do that as we move through other issues that are going to be, you know, have to be addressed in the future.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.